い、みほです。日本人の女の子です。アニメラジオが大好きです。
So 9 to 5 tomorrow, I want you to talk like you've got more than a two-word vocabulary.
Why did you have it on 44K? You were recording something really hot. Okay, wait a minute.
I want to check something.
We are... Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody, introduce yourself. I get to go first.
No.
Okay, you go first.
No.
Okay, you go first.
Me?
Yes, you. The person with the new mic.
Of course. I was losing my manner.
Yes, introduce yourself while you're pouring the sake. Except you can't be on the mic. Okay, I'm introducing myself first.
Yeah.
Excellent, go for it.
This is Anime Radio, by the way, in case you didn't know who we were. We're Anime Radio. I'm Roger.
Oh, shit, we're recording?
Yes. You know,
we are recording.
It wouldn't be Anime Radio if we didn't start it up without what you didn't know that we were recording.
Okay. This is John.
I'm fine.
This is Kevin.
And?
This is Takeo,
the Wonder Dog.
And we're going to answer a few questions here. Now since Secret Service Magazine couldn't come over.
I didn't think that was Secret Service. It was something else.
Well, they're sponsoring the whole thing.
No. Hang on.
What?
They said Secret Service.
Yeah, Secret Service is actually the...
Yes.
I thought it was some anime thingy.
Well, they have an anime magazine or an anime section of the magazine. That's actually what they're talking about. I mean, because we don't play that many video games except, like, you know, 20 or 30 a week, but we don't talk about video games on the show. So we're talking about anime, and that's what these people are interested in. Anybody who's been listening to our show, they're interested in the anime, the bouncing blue fighting games that we always talking about. They're not interested in that.
Yeah,
they're not.
Sorry.
But what?
Anime Gaido.
Anime Gaido is a book of
an anime
thing, but
Secret Service and Anime Gaido.
Okay, yeah. Well, Anime Gaido.
Well, now that we've got that out of the way.
The second pick is from the Polish anime con called Manga no Senkai.
Is that really Senkai or something
Senkai?
Else? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, he wrote it Senkai, but is it really
Senkai?
It's
Senkai. K-A-I.
Senkai has two meanings. One is like, magical world, and then other means thousand times.
I think he said magical world.
That sounds right.
Like Dragon Ball, they have Senkai, which means the world of the magical world.
I think that that's the impression I got when I read it. Oh, it's magical world of manga.
Other thing I thought was maybe it's manga no sekai, the world of manga.
And trust me, gentlemen, we will get to your questions eventually.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was spelled manga no senkai, but it was pronounced manga no momimori suru.
Jesus. Okay, back to that, by the way.
Manga no hagitori gome.
We are being translated, by the way, being as most people reading the magazine do not speak English, I do not believe. So somebody will be translating us, I believe.
Into, I guess, Polish?
We are so...
We can talk very slowly for them.
We're so ethnocentric. I'm just going to ask the question. Okay.
Wise choice.
Let's get on to the questions.
Question number one. Okay.
Questions. More drinks, more questions.
All right, I'm going to do a different voice here when I do these questions so that no one's confused about, if it's me or if it's Secret Service. So my Secret Service voice
is this going to be the high, squeaky voice?
No. This is going to be the low, conspiratorial voice.
Okay.
Tell me, guys, who you are and don't hide anything.
Sexy.
Okay. I'm going to do it again.
I'm just happy that it's good. Me too.
That's fresh.
All right. One more time. Tell me who you are, and don't hide anything.
Okay. There you go. Roger first.
I can't be first every time. I was first when I introduced myself.
Oh, sorry.
My
name is John, and I'm not hiding anything.
Your name is John.
I'm legally that name.
Okay. I don't like that question. We're skipping it. Period. We don't like
my name
questions.
Is Kevin, and I'm raising my hand because I'm sure.
Mine is Takeo because I'm hiding everything.
Oh, really?
Takeo's talking Japanese on the show in case you didn't know.
Yeah. We couldn't get a girl.
Hey, we've had girls on here before.
We have.
Yeah, not permanently.
Well, no, that's true. We can't get permanent girls. Mm. That's something about our show.
Definitely.
Question number two.
Says something about my wandering hand.
Number two.
Number two. You're the first English-speaking anime dedicated internet radio program we found on the net.
Yes.
Who was the first to come up with such an idea, and how did it really get started?
Damn it, you didn't say they were going to get harder.
I think Roger should field this one.
Yes, well.
Especially considering he's the one who came up with that darn thing.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Basically, I like listening to audio content on the web. I'd like to be able to go out there because you can like turn on the radio, but you're not listening to music. You can listen to actually people talking about things you want to hear about. And instead of having to tune in the AM radio and listen to sports shows or country and western shows, I wanted to listen to. And there wasn't anything out there. You go out on the net, there was nothing. It was a barren wasteland. Not out there. So, I always believe in, if no one else is doing it, do it. That's my philosophy.
Yes.
So, I wanted it done, so I did it myself. Question number two. John, you're going to miss question number two.
Whoa.
More information than we needed.
John, just in case you didn't hear that on the show, John is relieving himself. So he won't be here for question number three.
Thank God.
You have to be otaku to run such a show. How long have you guys been fans of Japanese animation and manga? Okay, I think Takeo needs to be number one to answer this one.
Otaku janai, otoko de.
Ooh, yeah. I've been otoko forever, but, since 1977, I guess.
Damn, that's 20 years. 30 years, that's 20. What, 20?
20 years. 21.
21 years, yeah. Yeah, that was, I've been otaku ever since 77, yeah. That was just about the time when second run of the space the Stabilizer started in Japan and
the what?
Well, the Yamato started in Japan because it wasn't Stargazers. Anyway.
It did say Stargazers.
And Gundam was about to start.
Whoa.
Okay, well, John, when did you get started?
What?
Being an otaku. Oh, you weren't here! I didn't hear the question.
No, what was the question?
Pandanas, Mike.
You,
I was doing something.
How long have you been an otaku?
85?
Probably longer than that, because when I met you, you were already in the center of it.
And by while you're at it?
Probably like 83, 84, somewhere in there.
Well, that's about the same as me.
Yeah.
Because you were like a year before me, and when I came in, you guys had just been started into the club. We were all members. John, Kale, and I were all in the same club. Kevin was...
That was early in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah, early in the 80s.
Kevin was like somewhere else.
Yeah, like on the land state.
Okay, Kevin, your turn.
See here. When I figured out that Star Blazers was cooler than Osei Scooby-Doo, whenever that was on, when I actually got into anime, per se, about...
I need some more spring water.
90,
91.
Well,
of course, Kevin is the youngest of the lot, so... We'll make allotments for his lack of years. I'm fine.
No, thank you.
It's a Japanese tradition, of course, to serve the sake to others.
Yeah.
I'll watch
that. Next on the bill, on our show, we're not only talking about anime itself, but we also have a lot of guests. We review new anime, U.S. releases. You know, I just really don't understand this question.
Well, let me read it for you in my real radio announcer's voice.
Okay, you know what the problem is?
It's not a question.
Yeah.
No,
we haven't had any yet.
No.
Wrong question, boy.
No. On your show, you're not only talking about anime itself, you also have a lot of guests. You're reviewing new U.S. anime releases and stuff. Tell me more about it. Well, that's not really a question.
Well, it is.
And,
exposition, you know.
Yeah, well.
I didn't know it was going to be asked that question.
Essentially, you know, you want a capsule review of everything we do.
Well, you know, that's a good point. We do a lot of things on the show. We recently tried to actually have a format. We got so lambasted early on in our career. We had, I think, every other week we had at least one or two letters telling us,
you're not cohesive.
You're not cohesive. You're not coherent. If you
that's because we're drunk. But
no, and that's back before we were getting drunk regularly.
Damn, right.
You know,
I remember that. I was drunk.
You weren't drunk. So you got drunk between then. You know,
I don't remember that. I was sober.
Yeah, that's what it is. Because back then we weren't getting drunk and we weren't cohesive. Then we started drinking and we developed a format.
Maybe he's asking why we're talking about anime and anime guests while reviewing anime releases and stuff. Maybe they want to know more about this process that we take of reviewing anime and talking about anime.
Are you reading another question again?
No, it's this one right here. I'm trying to paraphrase.
Well, I don't like that question, so we're not going to answer it. Talking about your guests, listening to your shows, I've got the feeling that most of the questions come up mostly on air during conversation with the guests.
Ooh, he's perceptive.
Yes, indeed.
I think
when we interviewed Amanda Wynn,
we were talking.
We did write down a couple questions.
Oh yeah, we did. Yeah, write down a couple of questions, but we asked them and moved on.
Yeah, I'm not even sure we asked one.
Yeah, we did.
Did we ask one? But most of the time, we are totally not prepared. I honestly feel that Amanda, for one, enjoyed talking to us because we were just talking.
Well, we talked to her like she was a real person rather than drooling over her as some sort of idol goddess fandom person that, you know, I love you so much, I want to write letters and have your children and, you know, polish your car and stuff.
And, you know,
we were just having a good time with her, and she liked having a good time.
Live conversation.
As is, you noticed when we met with her later at ACON 8.
And then you drooled over her.
And we took her out to dinner, and we had a, you know, it was a pretty good time. I thought she had a good time.
What did you tell her? You made some pass at her.
I did not. I made a comment about her parents.
That's right. Yes, well, we do not think up our questions ahead of time. I don't think we ever have. I mean, I just approach people. And just like you would be honestly interested in the people that you're talking to, if you were to meet them, we are too. And that's why we ask them the questions. And that's what we ask them.
What do fans want to know? We ask more questions. What do we want to know? Hoping that fans like ourselves want to know these similar things. Get more in-depth past the, you know, mere facade of just an anime voice actress, but what that kind of person is like. You know, the front.
John used a big word. He used a big word.
He's going to have to look it up.
It only had two syllables, though.
Yeah, but
he got the implant.
Conceptually, yeah, he must have a cyber implant.
All right, well, he's contemplating his conceptual continuity now, so let's move on.
Oh, Kevin, you used three big words. next question. So what kind of celebrities have you guys had on your show?
We haven't had any celebrities
yet. We have to. Well, you know.
I haven't had her yet.
Well, that's the answer to that one. Okay.
Yeah, thank you. Move along. These are not the droids you're looking for.
Okay.
I guess he's waiting for our Megumi Hashibara
to
show up on our show,
right?
We've
had. Well, we haven't had any yet, but we're still trying.
Rough translation. Just in case, you know. Maybe we need to explain the colloquialism John is alluding to.
Here's the questions to the answers to your questions, and here's the disc with the explanations to our answers.
Colloquially.
Try translating what he's saying now. The slang. I bet you can work on that one.
Yeah.
Okay. Slang.
Non-colloquial.
For to have. In slang means to sleep with, to fornicate with.
he's making this better by the minute.
Let's do the Joe Bob explanation. He's wagging the monkey. Look, two squirrels are fighting.
Okay.
Making the sign of the inverted aardvark. Yep. By that means we haven't had
anybody on the show. No, we have not had anybody on the show.
So those are counted again.
No, that's good. All right.
I just recognize we haven't interviewed any guys yet.
There's a good reason for that.
Because we don't want to have them.
We interviewed Ed.
Oh, that's right.
That wasn't a real guest.
Yeah, well.
Don't mistake that for a real guest.
And actually, expounding upon, have we had any guests from Japan?
Yes.
And we have, actually. We had a Japanese school teacher.
Not
Wait
again.
A minute, John. Have we had any guests on our show?
Not as a group.
Okay, he's going to avoid that one altogether. Okay.
Pretty much.
Next question.
We can't piss her off because we can exploit her later for more stuff.
Do you usually find the famous people to interview when you're on the show? I mean, the celebrities that we find, how do we find them?
How do we contact them?
How do we get them to come on our stupid little show? Well, oh, you have an answer?
No.
Okay.
Yellow pages.
Yeah. Tell them we look in the celebrity section.
You'd be surprised what $20 will buy.
Contacts, usually. In all honesty, it's just who you know. Since we have been fans for a long time, we've been going to conventions a long time. And talk to people. You just go out and talk to people. These are real people. You just go talk to them. Don't act like a dweeb. Like John says, don't drool. Be honestly interested in what they do and listen to what they have to say. And they'll think you're a real human and they'll want to
know.
Talk
your
to
parents
you.
Always told you this.
Yeah,
but
I mean, all these people are, you know, friendly enough to become friends with all these aliens and everything. So as far as you're acting human, why not?
Yeah, and when you do act human, it's amazing. People that you met at a con 2 or 3 years ago, that they'll remember you if you actually were able to listen to what they had and understand what they had to say. That's happened to me a couple times.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's just amazing. Next question. Changing the subject. I've noticed two ways that you guys review tapes. One time, Roger's doing his monologue about anime. Another time, you're all talking about it, chatting about the new release.
What?
What
a wit today.
Yeah, I mean, when we think about what John and Kevin was talking right before this show, I mean, it's too dangerous to do with that one. I mean, Roger has to get in the between and cut it out some part, and you have to come in.
Yeah, in all honesty, we've experimented with the format of the show a little bit, or I've experimented being the producer of the show. With
actually,
the format a little bit.
You have your answer right there. Roger's the producer of the show.
So I do whatever I freaking want to.
Okay. Right. If somebody wants to have an exposition,
almighty.
Roger has it, and Roger also has control of the mixing board.
Hey,
he can,
no, that's true.
No.
But if anybody else wants
everybody
to
down and say, I'm going to have an exposition right now.
He's the one who has all the equipment.
We are starting a new format where everyone's going to have their own little segment. If they want it, if they actually get on the ball and do their own little reviews.
Ooh.
Different sections, like John, you know, the model kit, Kevin, music, or whatever. I mean, just pick your own little
jungle
thing, you know, do it.
I think maybe sometimes when Roger gets on a monologue, it may not be so much because it's Roger dominating, but the particular video that we're reviewing is the one that Roger likes, because Roger likes fighting videos. And sometimes that's what we review. So Roger will always have the most to say, whereas some of the videos that we review, it'll be me or Kevin will be the ones that like them the most, so then we'll probably have more to say than Roger will.
Well, that's true. But there were a couple shows where I experimented with doing a pre-written. I actually sat down and did a review. For instance, Cutie Honey Flash. Episode 17, I think it was. I reviewed Cutie Honey Flash.
I say, Cutie Honey, in episode 17, when you were...
I didn't interview Cutie Honey.
You were sitting there with a shirt that says Genius at Work on it, and you're sitting there watching Japanese cartoons. What am I supposed to think about that, huh?
All I did was I wrote the script out and gave the review that way. I tried a little more traditional review, okay? That was just an experiment.
We're not bad-mouthing you, or are we putting down you? We just were saying that.
Yes.
It's a little witty banter.
Witty banter.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah.
Okay, next question.
I said a little. Not a lot. A little. Very little.
Okay.
What's the next question?
As a net show, it's really important to be conscious about the number of hits and downloads on your page. Can we tell them how many people are downloading our program every week?
No.
Well, it's kind of difficult, actually. We don't, our service provider doesn't provide us with enough information to narrow it down that much, and I'm not really pressing for it. We do get, generally speaking, a couple, about 10,000, did you say?
We wish.
That's less than me.
20,000.
Right now, a few months ago, we topped 2,000 hits.
I thought it was more like 28.
A month. That was a couple, 3 months ago that we peaked over 2,000.
I hope people are noticing the joke we are playing.
What?
You know, that rotating number.
Oh, well, that's on a different page, actually.
Yeah, that's a different question.
Okay.
We have another question here. I'm going to ask Kevin this, honestly, just because I want to. Do you think your work has any effect on worldwide anime fandom?
God, I hope not.
Yeah, but do you think it does?
Absolutely none.
No effect whatsoever.
Very, very doubtful.
What about the 2,000 people that listen every month?
Well, of course, if they all agree with me, then I have a ready-made cult. But
that's the word. Cult.
Send the money that you're spending on the anime tapes to Kevin Garten. In all honesty, pretty doubtful. Possibly, you know, except for one dweeb, giving kind of an overview of different opinions and reviews. So it might be, you know, affecting in a minor sense of sending somebody off to something that's a show that they might not have heard of.
Maybe we're in the middle of this creation of a history of the One Page. Someday in the future, I mean, people look back into this anime history and they said there was this cult anime series called Anime Radio, and those were started by these four people.
Right, and we turned ourselves into the Zella after the Ikari Gendo lookalike Roger over there.
I was going to say that Takeo had been an otaku way too long.
Yeah.
And you're coming up right behind him.
We don't know. Anime fandom is so big now. I don't think we're really going to make any difference.
Maybe there might be a small effect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hopefully.
Now, future plans.
That's the question.
No, I did not.
What about that?
I asked that one. Oh, I forgot that one. You're right. Thank you, John.
The spam letter.
Congratulations, John. He was actually right once. Okay. Wait a minute.
Another John was right there.
Yeah.
I got it marked already.
Can you tell me from which country people are listening to us from? Do we get any fan letters?
Yeah.
And, you know, we get plenty of fan letters, oddly enough. I think, as a matter of fact, we've lately been bemoaning the fact that we have not gotten any slam letters, because slam letters are so damn much fun on the show. We love it when people write us griping about our show.
Or hate mail, please.
Yeah. But we do get a lot of fan letters. We respond
strangely,
to all
strangely
of them,
enough,
yeah.
We get a lot of fan letters after we start getting into this review of the old series, right?
Yeah, that's true. The countries that people listen to us from, that is constantly amazing. All over the globe. I didn't realize there were English-speaking listeners in a number of the countries that we listen to. I think just about everywhere that the Internet reaches, we've been listened to.
I know we got a hit once in Russia.
Oh, yeah, more than once. Yeah, we have a couple of hits coming from Russia. We've got, you know, New Zealand, I think.
New Zealand.
Australia we get. Australia we get plenty of. The place where the kangaroos are.
From Japan.
Yeah, and we get all these hits from Japan. I don't know what's that, you know.
Are they understanding?
I
don't know. Yes, probably looking for the AIC site.
Gynex these days, probably.
AIC site has a link to our page. Bet you didn't know that.
Thank you.
Okay, next question.
Come on, I got the
Vidamas. what are your future plans? Are you planning to move into internet TV, and when technology will allow to make this possible?
No.
All you need to do, tune to Quakecast on, what's the name of that? What's the internet network? Well, just look up Quakecast, and it's Quake as in the game Quakecast. And everything on their network, internet radio network broadcast, also do real video. And it is the most boring video that I have ever seen. Just talking heads, but worse, they're talking heads that you can't even really see very well. So what's the point, right? It's stupid. So, no, we are not going to.
Yes, you're looking at talking heads through a keyhole.
Yeah, exactly, that's it. Yeah.
That stutter.
Okay, the last question, not. What do you want to say to our readers? What was that, John? I got you potted up now.
Get bent.
There you go. That's a good English phrase for you. You can put that one in there in English and everybody will
know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Get bent, John said.
Not. What do you want to say to our readers?
Buy this magazine in record numbers.
Yes, really. Check out anime if you haven't. That's all I can say.
Be sure to listen to our website as we will be starting our new season quite soon.
It's already probably started by the time they get this.
Oh, well. Never mind.
We do have some other questions, actually. What was the strangest, weirdest, or most embarrassing moment in our net radio career?
My pants fell down.
They did not. Your pants have never fallen down. On the
Thank
show.
God. Don't
start. Yeah, really. Keep that belt tightened.
I farted.
Oh, that was embarrassing for you.
Thank you, Ted.
Standard occurrence. Yeah, I know. It's like, it's very difficult, especially when you're doing this, to get embarrassed. I'm sorry. What's to be embarrassed about? We screw up all the time,
really.
You know.
I don't know. Very any time we've ever
done
that.
I think that's, you know,
part of
going
our
to
term.
The con with Anime Radio Cats. That's pretty embarrassing.
To go to my con as a cat.
I mean, at least from Japanese point of view, I mean, to go to the con saying out loud, we are from this organization, is pretty embarrassing.
Maybe. When you get out there in front of people and actually have to talk to them, the most embarrassing thing for me, the hardest thing for me to do is to go out there and get the interviews at cons.
Really
to walk up to people and talk to them.
Do this show, to talk into the mic is pretty embarrassing.
And then you tell them who you're from and they go, what? What?
What?
Is it? Are we live?
What?
Are we live?
And when they're
yeah, we're live.
And when you're at Anime Week in Atlanta, they go, what?
Like three syllables.
What?
Worse than up here, man, I tell you.
Oh, come on. In Japanese, it's like 18 syllables.
There is one more question, actually. What's the most representative?
Do that again,
Mario. You made him shoot sake out his nose. All right.
Oh, an embarrassing moment. Yeah.
Hey.
Oh, it's not sake. It's peppermint schnapps.
Oh, shit. He ran the peppermint. You
but all the
schnapps,
nose hairs in his nose are clean now.
Yeah, really. Schnappy nose. Ooh, maybe it's Polish.
No, the vodka is.
The vodka is Polish. We have Polish vodka?
Yeah.
Well, we should be drinking that.
It's almost gone.
Oh, well, we should drink
we
it.
We need to drink
make,
it.
You know,
what?
White Russian.
Yes, we use Polish vodka to make white Russian.
Whoa.
Right.
It could happen.
What's the most representative American con, we think?
Oh, let's debate that for an hour.
Yes, and it would be quite a bit of a debate.
Any con that invites us free.
Pretty much.
Well, that's true.
Got my vote.
The
I take it kind of as, what con can you go to and see kind of everything in anime? And it will have to be one of the two California cons, either Expo, Anime Expo, or Anime America.
Sure. If it's your first time and you're not going there to party or meet people or stuff like that, and there's plenty of that going on.
Or to buy stuff.
Buy stuff.
I mean, it depends on your goal. Are you going there to meet guests, buy stuff, or meet the fans? Or get a good cross-section of the fans, because every con kind of focuses on one or the other. They don't always focus on all of it equally.
But I think the California ones probably have more.
I mean, there's one of the oldest.
And Uber Alles.
What? Maybe.
Uber Alles.
Uber Alles, yes. Don't you know that phrase?
But I think this is a kind of same question most of the Japanese people ask, too. I mean, what is most America? And there's nothing like that. I mean, America is so diverse. You cannot pick one thing out and say, this is it.
You'd have to go to one in California, one in on the East Coast, and then one in the mid-country.
Somewhere in the middle.
To get a really good cross-section, and even then, you'd probably have to go to a mall just to get a good taste for it.
And then you'd miss the one in Toronto.
Yeah, you'd miss the one in Toronto.
Well,
that's
not America. That's not America.
But it is North America.
Right.
It is America.
Right. It is America.
I don't know. I thought Anime Weekend Atlanta was really good as far as fan cross section and still close to what I would consider a anime fan run convention.
Oh!
The next AWA.
I saw. I would like to have her.
Yeah. We're gonna have her on the show.
I want to have her on the show.
Well, just in case you actually want to translate any of that, we were talking about we're talking about Apollo Smile.
Oh, really?
It's going to be at the next Anime Weekend Atlanta, and John is really excited about that.
No, I'm not.
Service time. Well, you know, that's the end of our interview.
Oh, it's not.
It is too.
That's all the questions.
That's all the questions.
Maybe we should ad lib some questions we should have thought he asked,
like we already haven't.
Okay.
We have taken 30 minutes to answer 10 questions.
Okay. John,
think of one.
Think of a question.
What kind of videos do you review?
Thank you. This interview is ended.
Are you guys getting any tapes free from any company?
No.
Oh, well, no, that's a good question.
Oh. Yay!
Omedeto. Omedeto Shinji.
The answer to that one is very simple. No.
And we don't accept them.
We don't accept any review tapes.
We buy them like everyone
biased.
Else. So that
not
our
everybody
opinions
else,
are not biased.
Although there is a limitation to it because there's only a few companies that's actually giving Japanese animation in the States. So there is a limitation. I mean, we can actually count still how many companies are actually giving up.
We review the Japanese
in the raw, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
in
the
off the TV when we get them.
Yeah.
Especially House Translator.
New type that we're particularly
in. By the way, it's getting harder and harder because Japanese copyright law is getting harder and harder.
Yeah. Not for me.
I want some Saber Marionette.
I want Saber Marionette. I want Burn Up Excess. I want Saber Marionette. I want Burn Up Excess.
Burn Up Excess is an OVA, and that's only if she wants to go to the store and rent it.
Okay. I'll send her money.
I can get you Saber Marionette.
Yeah, I know. Okay, we need to wrap up. We're out of here. Actually, we would like to thank the readers of, what's the name of that magazine? Besides Secret Service.
Secret Service and Anime Gaido.
Anime Gaido.
We'd like to thank the readers of
Anime Gaido. Bandai! Bandai!
We would like to thank the readers of, if I could.
Arigatou gozaimashita. Yep.
And I say it with a Kansai accent.
Right.
Arigatou.
Adios.
What was that? It was bad. It had nothing, no fire, no energy, no nothing. You know I have a shoulder in me, you know? And it must pop, pop, pop. So tomorrow from 5 to 7, will you please act like you have more than a two-word vocabulary? It must be green, okay?